Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, Katie, you got a little setup for us for this. What have you not outgrown, right?
Well, yeah, again, over the weekend, I went and surprised my brother in North Dakota for his birthday, and it was just so fun to see him. He wasn't expecting to have a big party thrown for him and all the presents that came his way and whatnot, but there were a few things that really just turned him into a little kid, and one of them was the Hot Wheels. Like, that just caught me off guard. I didn't expect him to get on the ground and start playing with the Hot Wheels and him and his friends.
Vroom, vroom,
no, they did. And then they, like, the chairs were some kind of, like, enemy, and they're like, watch out for the chair! Da, da, da. You know, like, they created this
whole...
This
might be why he doesn't have a girlfriend.
Hot Wheels world while they were sitting on the floor playing with them. And so it just made my heart smile because I was like, that is something... He will never, ever grow up. I feel like he's going to be 80 years old. They bust out the Hot Wheels. He's going to get down on the ground and play with them.
Keep
getting
playing.
Back up's going to be harder at 80, but you know what I mean? Like, he will always turn into a small child.
I love it.
I love it, too. And I have some things as well. Like,
So here's the general gist of this.
Yeah.
What is something you thought you would have outgrown by now, but you haven't? You're
never
like
will.
Looking at yourself, you're like, I should have outgrown this by now.
Yeah.
Calls and comments. Always love them. Phone lines are wide open if you want to call us with yours. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. What is something you thought you would have outgrown by now, but you haven't? What's yours?
Well, and then again, being home in North Dakota this weekend reminded me that I cannot walk away from a leg wrestling competition to save my life. Every time.
Excuse me.
I will suit up. I will defend my title for leg wrestling champion. No,
what?
This is, I don't know if this is just a North Dakota thing or what, but we will like instantly drop to the ground. Like, oh, you want to leg wrestle?
Did you do that over the weekend?
Yes.
What is this?
I have a cousin. Leg wrestling. You lay on the ground.
Yeah.
And so,
put
like,
one leg up.
One
leg
up. You
spin
know
around.
How to leg wrestle, right? When you lay on the ground and you put your leg up and you go one, two, three.
I've never done a leg wrestle.
Hook legs.
Nope.
And then whoever can flip the other one over wins. We should do a leg wrestle after the show.
I don't want to. I've seen your legs.
I will win
that.
You.
You would crush me.
I will beat you. I will beat
Katie's
you.
Katie's one of those ladies
wrestling.
Who can squish a watermelon between her thighs. I don't want to do that.
I will absolutely crush you
I don't
at
do
leg
that.
Wrestling. And I know this because over the weekend, I was able to remind myself of what
my
a
God.
Champ I am at leg wrestling. So, and that's the thing. Like, if somebody challenges me to leg wrestling,
you're like,
you
let's go.
Bet everything
let's
you
go.
Have in your wallet, I'm going to do
out
it.
Of everything, like, that's what you chose. Huh?
Well, that's what it is.
All right. All right. What is something you thought you would have outgrown by now, but you have not? We want your calls and comments. Can you beat leg wrestling? A lot of people texting in with Kraft mac and cheese, the old blue box.
Oh, yes.
Not giving that up forever. Are you kidding me?
Gushers in there, too.
Oh,
so I can never, ever give that up.
The fruit by the foot? Come on.
Yeah.
I'm a grown
That's
man.
It's kind of
all.
The same thing.
Yeah.
Like. Love those
I
snacks.
Love this one from Lauren. She says, saving the marshmallows for last when I eat Lucky Charms.
Oh.
You save all the marshmallows,
when are
right?
they going to make a marshmallow-only cereal? That's a whole side
think
thing.
You can buy the packages of just marshmallows.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they have them.
On
so.
It.
On it, like Blue Bonnet. All right, we got Sean, Sheila, and Elizabeth. We go to Sean first. Hi, Sean.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, buddy. All right, so what are you thinking? You're like, man, I should have outgrown this by now. What's yours?
Well, I was sitting here with my daughter, and she was like the
treasure boxes at, like, dentist's office.
Yeah.
The treasure boxes at the dentist's office!
You get to pick a prize for being a good person. Yeah.
That's spot on. So, Sean, do you wander over there as an adult and dig through the treasure chest?
Sometimes I'll see what they're poking around at. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that is fantastic. Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I eye it. I definitely eye it when I walk by, but I don't get in there. Get the old finger trap. You know where you get the finger trap and you can't get your fingers out of it.
Or the sticky hand.
Oh,
the
yeah.
sticky hand.
Yes. Oh, the so the bouncy ball.
That's darn funny, Sean. That's
the vampire
really funny.
Teeth at the dentist.
Who do you got in the car with you?
I have my daughter Ella.
Hi, Ella.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Sean, thank you for the smile. That's a great one, buddy.
That's a good
one. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you. You guys have a great day, too.
All right,
bye,
see
guys.
You later. Man, that one's really good.
Yes.
Sheila.
Hi.
Hey, what are you thinking? Man, I should have outgrown this by now.
A blow pop.
Oh, yeah. A sucker.
Suckers. Yeah.
The ones with the, yeah, the gum in the middle. You don't want a Tootsie Pop.
Yep.
Tootsie Pops are for idiots. But the blow pop.
No, the blow pops, the best, the strawberry ones.
Oh,
the
best. All day long.
Yes.
And that gum's all weird in the middle.
I know.
Like, you know, it lasts for about 45 seconds.
It does.
It
and
does.
It's got part of the coating, candy coating in there, so it's all crunchy at first,
yeah.
Right?
So
like, that's
good.
What makes it good.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really, now I want a blow pop.
Yeah. It's been a minute. It's definitely
so
been a minute.
Good.
Sheila, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Bye.
We got Elizabeth and Paul. Josh, do you have one you want to give me?
Yeah, really quick. You know what's funny that just brought to my mind lately was I still don't mind like dressing up. And I thought it was so fun. I went to a little Star Wars themed bar with my girlfriend and we dressed up like as characters from the movie. And I remember when I was young, I would always dress up as stormtroopers and stuff like that. But when I brought it back as an adult, I was like, this is really fun. It
yeah.
was like a cosplay
That's
thing.
Cute.
And I enjoyed it.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was fun.
That is cute.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Good morning. How
Good.
Are you?
Well, we're super dupes. What's something you thought you would have outgrown by now, but you haven't?
A couple of board games. Playing jacks, the little ball with the jacks.
Yeah. Playing jacks?
Legos and stuffies.
Oh, the stuffies.
Stuffies, yeah.
What I love to do is buy the board games, such as Candyland, and shoot some ladders for my grandbabies. And sit around all day and play games and the stuffed dinosaurs. And we roar around the house chasing each other with the dinosaurs.
Well, that's awkward. That's awkward. Hey, but I'm with you on Candyland. My wife still has her version of Candyland from the 80s. And, yeah, we drag it out from time to time and make the kids play it. That's a solid
yeah,
board game.
And let
solid.
Us go on the Legos. We'll
yeah.
be there all day playing with Legos.
Right.
Yeah. I'm with you on the Legos.
Watch the kiddos, though. That's
Absolutely.
A choking hazard.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Very
Love
nice of you to call in. Let's sneak in one more. We'll do Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy. What's something that you thought you would have outgrown in by now?
Definitely TCG Pokemon cards. It's basically something that I grew up with from my grandma. Buying the originals off of QVC, and then now I'm buying it for my daughter.
Nice.
And we go to tournaments and everything. So we really thought, I never thought I would outgrow, but I mean, it seems like it's never going to go out of fashion.
But here you are, still collecting Pokemon cards. What's your favorite character?
Oh, Togepi.
Oh, Togepi is a good one.
Oh, that's a new fun name.
Yeah. I always like Jigglypuff.
I know, that's your favorite one.
Which is what I call Katie behind the scenes. Paul, that's pretty solid, buddy. That's not bad. All right, I wrote down three things. What's something you thought you would have outgrown by now, but you haven't? My first one is SpaghettiOs. I'll crack open a can of SpaghettiOs all day.
With the meatballs
long.
Or the Franks?
The meatballs.
Yes.
And I do that weird thing where I suck on the meatballs and I leave them on a napkin.
And save them for
and
the
And then
last
I eat
thing.
All the meatballs last. I'm a child. I'm a child.
Josh's face.
The second one I have is not letting my foot out from underneath the covers. Like,
yep.
My feet have to be underneath the covers,
yes.
Or there'll be a monster
the
under the bed that licks my feet.
Ghosts will tickle them.
Or
it's
ghosts will tickle
proven.
Them.
Yes.
Or I'll have a hobo under the bed and he'll
yes.
cut me.
Those
darn
hobos.
I will be safe if everything is underneath the covers. What is something you thought you would have outgrown by now, but you haven't? My final one is... peeking under dressing room doors when I'm in stores.
Jeremy, that's illegal. You can't do that.
I can't
creepy.
Give it up, you
As
guys.
A kid
I can't
or an adult.
Stop doing
no.
it. You find me in a Target, watch out. I might be peeking under the dressing room door. I just can't give
yeah.
it up. I can't
that's
do it.
That's an actual problem, though.
Yeah.